And I'm a sucker for a good ape.
We'll see. Hopefully my dog's done scratching. Where are you, you little rascal?
Rascal.
Rascal.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 65th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for February 2017. In this episode, we have a lot of news and some other stuff. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. And now on to the episode.
And welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast, episode 65. 65 long podcasts. And with me, as always, is my compatriot, my pal, and my confidant, young Rob Harper.
Yeah, hello. Yes, confidant. The things I've heard. The yes. Horror.
Yes. In fact, if we go to court, we're going to have to get married so you can't testify against me.
Is that the way it works?
I'm no lawyer, but I think that is the way that works.
You're not a Southern lawyer?
No, I'm not a Southern lawyer.
Yeah. I've been told otherwise.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah, we got lots of news in this episode because there's been lots of news for some reason. Most of it's Star Saga news, but there's some other stuff. And yeah, we'll get right into it. And we'll discuss the news.
News.
The first news is that the tickets for the Mantic Night at Adeptcon are on sale. So if you're interested in meeting us and meeting everyone else, mostly just about us, and they are on sale on the Mantic site. The link will be in the show notes. Or you can go to manticgames.com, and I think they have an events page. You go to events. And yeah, come to Mantic Night. It should be fun times if you come to Adeptcon.
And do we have tickets? That's the important question.
Do we have tickets? Yes, we had to buy tickets. It's not like they want us there. We had to actually pay our way in, but we do have tickets.
Well, yeah, I didn't expect us to be guests of any way, shape, or form. Not even like you couldn't even claim guests of honor or like a curiosity. just
curiosities of honor.
Yeah, like you could even say the bearded woman and the kid with gills situation where they just parade us around.
Keep us in cages.
Poke us with sticks. No. Okay, so we have purchased our tickets.
Yep. $30 US, but I think they said you get a goodie bag worth $50 or something like that. One of those things. I'm sure it'll just be a bunch of stuff we already have, but it's fun nonetheless.
Yeah, and we get to mingle. As you so eloquently put it, I get to touch the unwashed masses. I think it's a little harsh the way you put it, but it's apropos.
You remind me of like Superman just walking through that crowd in that movie, which we will not speak of, touching the unwashed masses. That's how I picture you at Adeptcon now.
Well, yes. If there's any people there in the in the Day of the Dead makeup, and you just want to reach out and just kind of gingerly touch my cheek, then you're welcome to do that.
Don't tempt them.
Rob would lose his shit. Me, I'm all for that kind of the tomfoolery and hijinks, but he's a little on the, doesn't like the people side.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was going to defend that, but no, that's a truism.
Oh yeah. We're both broken individuals. We're both broken in very, very vastly different ways.
That's true. Well, on to the next point of the news is that Star Saga Pledge Manager is open, but with that, late pledges are also open. So if you didn't get in on it, you can go to the link once again. It's in the show notes. You go there and you can sign up and get in on that Kickstarter action. And, yeah, cause you get a ton of stuff for that Star Saga. Go to their Kickstarter page and check it out, what you're getting. And most of it will be usable in, if not all of it, will be usable in Dead Zone. So it's apropos to us.
Yes. Yeah, so eventually
this does circle around to the Dead Zone podcast in a very synergy type of way.
Synergy. And with that pledge manager and all the people pledging, getting new stuff, they actually unlocked a new thing. It's called the Nameless Monstrosity. Jack, for our audio listeners, please describe the Nameless Monstrosity.
Oh, is that the delightful black and white sketch? That's
Yep, it's a black and white sketch. And for scale, they have it next to what's her name? One of the main heroes from the game, the girl,
that ditzy broad.
Yeah,
that dame with the gams.
She's Lieutenant Dubinovsky or something like that. Anyways, describe this nameless monstrosity.
It looks like the Predator mated with Cthulhu.
Very apropos. That's a very accurate description of his head. Yep.
Yes. And I think we've used apropos too much this show. I think I'm going to put a moratorium on the term apropos.
Yep. Now we got to look up a synonym.
Get your thesaurus out and yep. Look for a synonym. And very Lovecraftian, but also it's got some of that nameless look and some of the it's Lovecraftian but very mantic world too. Like it's gonna be a big model, and B, I think it's gonna be a dynamite one to paint.
Yeah, he's got big tentacles and he's like a plague Cthulhu with tentacles.
Because he's got some carapace points. He's got some, yeah. Although we are saying he, but I don't see any genitalia, so we can probably be on the safe side and call it an it.
It does have a pointy cod piece.
Yeah, but we've been fooled by that before.
That's true. The good old teratons. But yep, it looks big. It's about, I'd say, more than twice the height of a normal human, which is, might even be bigger than a plague lord. It'd be nice to see them next to each other, fighting on the battlefield.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Standing erect, the aberration's pretty big, but.
Yeah. Yeah, but the aberration's hunkered down, so who knows. So the second, another bit of news we have here is that, Scott Johnson of Scott Johnson Art on Twitter, he's the cover artist for Warpath. He put up a new picture. Is the cover for Star Saga. He actually posted a picture, and it's we got the heroes being surrounded by some things, and Wrath slicing a guy in half, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and you can recognize some of the some of the heroes in there, and.
Yep, the devil is lighting a guy on fire.
yeah. A guy with a knife charging a guy with a flamethrower.
Not smart.
Not smart, no. That's a bold move.
The vampire girl in the background, she's about to stab somebody. Probably the same guy Wrath's stabbing. But see the girl in the far corner looking up at her like, oh my god, what have I got myself into?
Yeah. You'd think the security team would be like, you know what, well, let's... we're just some humans here, and we're well out of our depth. Well, maybe we'll just hang back a bit.
Yep. And we got Doc Ock in the background.
It's a nice picture, and you say that's the cover art for Star Saga?
Yep. That is as the artist said, it is. Mantic has not confirmed nor denied this, but it is a cool picture nonetheless.
Yes, it is.
And on with Star Saga, concept art's just been released of a bunch of different creatures from the game. And the first picture is of a alternate brood mother. A lot more spiky, a lot more yelly. She looks a lot tougher than the normal brood mother. The normal brood mother's like loving. This one looks like she's about to slice something in half.
Yeah. The other one looks like a matronly, like... 9 months and 3 weeks pregnant. This one looks a little more visceral.
Yeah, very cool. So it's nice to see they're getting new concepts here. The next one is the, what are they? Is this the Sudoshan? Is that the ones with the four legs and four arms? Is that these guys named? I can never remember. They're a Dreadball race, but this one's got a bone knife and some kind of repulsor glove with, steampunky, vials coming off of it. And he looks like he's sewn together too. I just noticed that.
He does. It looks like his flesh is stitched together. So maybe he's a Franken-chan.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy. And the next one's just, for some reason, they posted a giant eyeball. I don't know what that's for or what it means. I don't know what it's befitting.
Makes me hungry.
Yummy eyeball. And the next is a winged creature. People are saying maybe this is Orion. They had the name Orion. But his wings are a little weird, but he's cool looking. He looks like he uses wings as shields, which is interesting. But I do like his mech-like arms with giant guns on them.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like something Japanese children watch on a Saturday morning in their Pokemon pajamas. It looks like a Robotech type.
Yeah, or Neon
Gundam.
Yeah, look. Neon Genesis Evangeline. That's what it looks like to me. But yeah, that skinnier model. And then we got a giant ape who has his fist up, and he's got robot feet.
And I'm a sucker for a good ape.
Yep.
You know it. I know it. Everyone should know that about me. I'm a sucker for a good ape. So I want to know what this guy's up to.
He's not the most dynamic pose, but this is just concept art, so I assume the actual model will be different. Maybe.
Well, not like when he's on the balcony of Gorilla City, just like proclaiming things, he doesn't need to. He talks softly but carries a big stick, this guy.
So he's gorilla. That's hard to say.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
He's ape. I can't say that either.
Oh, he's Abraham Lincoln.
I was thinking more of, Hitler and an ape, but I couldn't say it together.
Munkolini,
that works.
There we go.
And the last concept shot is, I think it's a Grogan by his elbow spikes, but he's a very cool looking Grogan because he's got shoulder missiles and a giant gun that looks like it's got a chain gun and a flamethrower on it. What more do you want?
Nothing. It's probably like the Desolator or one of those that comes, pretty stock, but he's got like a rocket pack on his shoulders, like a... He's looking like he raided the orc larder, and he's kind of got like Rainmaker. Rainmaker envy, and he kind of made it his own.
Yeah, it's like a Grogan with Rainmaker stuff on it. That's right. Yeah, he's got three fingers. It's totally a Grogan.
Yeah, and they've got those bulbous knuckle things on there. Yeah, that's a Grogan for sure. I'm not. I would stake my life on it. There's no way he's pulling that mask off and it's like a Z under there.
This whole time. So that's the Star Saga news. And in other news, another company is getting into making Dead Zone stuff, which is kind of interesting. And that's Mod Cubes. Mod Cubes was a big Kickstarter a couple years back. And they're dice that you can change out the sides of the dice and make various things on them. And they're making a Dead Zone set. So they have both the command dice and the item boxes. So you can use the dice as boxes also, because the little item tokens fit into the one side. So you can use them as crates, item crates too.
So what you're saying is you could put them down, and then once you pick it up, you roll the dice and see what it was that was in the crate?
No, it has like those little inserts sit on top of the crate, like the old crates, like our crates work.
Oh.
Yeah. They're smaller. The you can see on the picture below, there's a picture. We have all the different things in there. The item crate ones are smaller and actually are made to fit. They're beveled edged, made to fit inside the face, where the big ones are the mod cube pieces that you fill in the sides with. But there you go. So alternate way to get command dice. They're a little expensive, I would say. It's just for the inserts is $14 US. And then for 8 mod cubes to put the inserts in is $14. So for $28, you'd get 8 dice. A little expensive, but still very cool.
Well, I would only ask that perhaps they send us along a sample so that we can test them out and give to our myriad of fans, to you listening at home. You, of course, would want to hear what they what our thoughts and our, you know, so I think perhaps if a little package made its way towards us, we would not turn it away, I don't think.
Yeah, for sure.
You sat there stunned like, oh my God, he's actually saying that?
Well, I know they're never going to listen, so it was just falling on deaf ears anyways.
Oh, well, then I don't know what else to say. Maybe it's just time to wrap this up. And
we have one last piece of news, though, Jack.
Oh, what?
Guess what, Jack? I don't know if you knew this, but Dead Zone the Podcast has started a Patreon page.
Ugh. Against my knowledge.
Actually, I think it was your idea, actually. What? You might have been drunk at the time, so you might not remember it was your idea, but it was definitely your idea.
Yes, yes. We did start a Patreon page. Please go and look. It is, we ask for an exorbitant amount of money. You'll be shocked.
But the rewards are worth it, I think.
Oh, of course, of course. But you'd also be shocked and appalled at the grand sums that we've demanded from our fans.
Yep. And you can go to Patreon and just search for Dead Zone the Podcast, or you can go to our webpage and find the link there. And yes, please, if you do enjoy us, please give us exorbitant amounts of money.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like 10% of your pay.
A tithe?
A tithe.
That makes sense to me.
It's almost too easy.
Too easy. But anyways, yes, at least go look at the page. That's all we ask. And, with that, we'll take a break and we'll come back after this Mantic ad with some more stuff. Who knows what it'll be? I don't.
I don't either.
Surprise!
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack Fike and Rob Harper. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com.
Hey, this is Pat Lewis, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone the Podcast.
It is shout-outs time.
And welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. That was an amazing commercial. One that I think will go down in the annals of history as one of the greatest commercials ever. Quite frankly, a top-grade production. And speaking of top-grade productions, we're into what I consider my favorite part of the show. It's the shout-outs.
Yes, that makes one of us. No, I enjoy shout-outs too, especially the ones like today's, because there's some good stuff here. Unlike normal. But today we
got... What's wrong with your shout-outs?
The first shout-out's from Kevin Riddle, our buddy from the Midwest of United States. I think it's Midwest. Would you call that? I don't know what it is anymore. I don't know the United States. It's this down there. Please. Anyways, he said, he sent us an email and he said he finally got to finish episodes 35 and 35 and a half. And, cause he had different lunch breaks, which means he doesn't have time to listen during the kids' rest time. He usually listens. He's a teacher and he usually listens while his kindergarten kids are on break, on nap.
What episodes did he just get finished listening to?
63 and 63.5, but that was when he sent this email. So I'm sure by now he's caught up on 64 too.
Okay.
He better. But in those episodes, we were talking about Marines, and we said, remember we were trying to figure out why it's Marines, even though they're in space?
Yeah, we were wondering where the origin of the nomenclature came from.
So he said, Marines are from the old days. They were the first aboard another ship, like shock troops, first in to disrupt all the plans of the other ship. And he says it carries over from those early days to now. And stuff like StarCraft had them. And you could, and the games since then, like all space games seem to have Marines. I say Aliens is the one I remember always, the Colonial Marines from Aliens. But he knows so much about Marines because it runs in his family. His father, brother, and uncle, were Marines, and he teaches little kids. So it makes sense. They're all in the battles, that's for sure. And he says his brother just retired last year after 22 years and 3 tours in Iraq and 1 in Afghanistan and 2 in Kosovo early in his career. So it's great to hear that he made it back. That's great. And, as always, we do, respect the military. Jack was in the military also. So go troops.
Yes. Yes. No, that's a very, informative. And, you know, we always, when we get a something from Kevin, it's always top notch, but that was, informative as well as, just a nice shout out to to his family. And we appreciate that. And Semper Fi to Kevin's, family who served.
Yep. And he said he went on to say he wanted to join up and fly jets, but then he met his lady and he said he wished he could have gone to reserves, but too old now and his wife would kill him, which would make sense. So thank you, Kevin. Thanks for the letter. And please, other people, send us emails about the BS we talk about because it's nice to hear from other people and it's nice to hear stories like this. And it helps us correct things that we say, like why we couldn't figure out why Marines were in space.
Yeah, a good thorough tongue lashing from our fans is, you know, appreciated from time to time.
That's true. We do need that. Hi, sorry, just got a message from another person. It's from
Was that your phone that made that noise?
Yes, that was my phone going off. Yes, this message was from Coach. Yeah, Coach, you can't leave us alone. He's got to bother us during the recording of the show.
Coach, come on. That's not professional.
But he did give us a scoop.
Oh, whoa. What did Coach have to say? What's this news that is so pressing that he can't wait until after we're done recording?
This might be the official announcement. We can do it right on our show here because we're going to put this out before he can put his show out because, yes, Coach and Tyler from Dreadpath Zone are doing a Warpath podcast.
A Warpath? Oh, come on.
Since we refuse to cover Warpath, it is a section that needs to be covered. The show is going to be called The Third Sphere, and it should be coming out ASAP. So, yeah, check out for that. I'm sure it'll be on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts. So, Sphere.
We look forward to hearing the premiere episode of The Third Sphere.
Sphere? Like the fish guys?
The Sphere, that would be a cheeky play on words. The third sphere as in, you know.
A round object?
A round object, obviously, is what they mean. But,
Or is it the third's fear? Mwahaha.
The third fear?
Well, there's a third, there's an S on the end of third, but yeah.
Like obviously it's clowns, spiders, and then whatever the podcast
is. The third sphere, yep. Yes. Anyways, check them out on that because it's going to be in a Warpath podcast. People have been clamoring for it, so there it is. But don't stop listening to us because we're better.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. In fact, hopefully within the next little bit, we do some sort of cross promotion. Maybe get on there. Maybe like right now, they just do like a. Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone podcast, and you're listening to The Third Sphere.
There you go. Look at that. There you go, Coach. Cut that out. He just made you a promo.
Yeah, but like I kind of like threw it to you.
Oh, you
like
wanted me to continue?
Partners,
did for your puking promo. And I'm Rob. and he's Jack from the podcast.
I expected and I'm Rob from the Dead Zone podcast, and you're listening to, but no.
Okay, do it again. I got it.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay. I'm Jack from the Dead Zone podcast.
And I'm Rob from the Dead Zone podcast.
And you're listening to The Third Sphere.
And here's Tyler and Coach again. But Dead Zone the podcast is a much better show, so please just come back and listen to us. How's that one? Is that one good?
That one's perfect.
I thought so.
Perfect. Yeah, that's a wrap.
So with that, we'll move on to a next shout out that we're going to do before Coach interrupted us. Coach. It's from our person with the best name ever, Nicodemus Sandberg, because that is the coolest name on earth.
Yeah, like if it does not follow it up with either Esquire or Vampire Hunter.
That's right.
You know, it just screams.
Yeah.
It just screams. I think he's wearing a battered trench coat, a tie that's kind of loose, and an ancient tome under his arm.
Oh, I was thinking more I was with you with the trench coat, but I was thinking more of those really wide brim hats and like a crossbow slung across his back.
Hmm. Why not both?
Yes. One's work and one's play, right?
Yeah, that's one's a hobby and the other's what he does 9 to 5.
But he invented the Avengers Dead Zone crew, and he made up as the name implies, the Avengers. And he has let's see who he has on here. We have Strike Team Avengers. The leader is Captain America, and he's a Pathfinder Sergeant, and he has a Defender Shield, obviously.
You can see he's in the front with his, the guy with the shield, obviously Captain America, the Hawkeye behind him.
Yep. Hawkeye is a Pathfinder and, he's got a tag rifle, but obviously it's a tag, bow. And then we got, Iron Man, who's an enforcer, the regular enforcer. And then we got specialists. We have the Human Torch and, which is a person with the incinerator, which is pretty funny. It's a enforcer specialist with the incinerator. And then we have Sergeant Howlett playing the Hulk. So who's it's as a mercenary in the army, although he's not a mercenary because he is not a mercenary because he's Sergeant Howlett. And hopefully we'll get him his stats soon so he can be the leader. Although I don't know, the Hulk is the leader. That'd be an interesting Avengers team.
And you know what? I think Sergeant Howlett's been promised for so long as an elite list leader. We're talking now probably 6 or 7 months.
At least.
Maybe even longer. I hope it's a running gag that we never, ever, ever.
Just to give Coach an aneurysm?
I want a Sorak with the ritual blades, the ceremonial blades, as a new leader that comes up, and someone goes, there's no need for that. Why? You're, and then they'll just be like, oh yeah, well maybe next time it's Sergeant Howlett. Okay, maybe it's next time. I hope it never happens.
Yes, but this is. I love when people make up their own armies like this. Please, more of this because it's awesome. I would love to play against this.
But and you know what? Not only is it the hard work that it takes to make and to think about it and to do, but just the joy of something like you could whip this strike team out and it's new and it's different and brings a little flair.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I doubt it's tournament legal, but I don't care because it's cool. So yes, please, more of this. I want to see let's see, what else is what's that game that everybody loves? Gears of War. I don't know if that is even a game people love anymore. Or Halo. Halo is a game people still love, I think.
1998 called, Rob. Yeah. They want your references back.
I'm so far behind with the video game stuff, but yes. We want to see more strike teams. Please, make them up, paint them up, and send them in. And the list with all the stats and everything and what they look like is all going to be on the webpage. So please check them out. But anybody could do this. You could do this too. It's not even like he made new stats. He just used the various things. He made an enforcer list. That's the Avengers, which is awesome. So with that, we can take another break and then we'll be back for our stuff. Have you done anything, Jack? Save it. Save it for the next segment.
Then why'd you ask?
I don't know. It came out of my mouth, and then I realized Jax is going to go into it. So
you just blue-balled the entire audience.
That's called a tease.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay, well, I did plenty.
Hey!
And we'll start with...
We'll be back.
Dreadpath Zone. Dreadpath Zone is a YouTube channel dedicated to the Warpath universe by Mantic Games. Dead Zone, Warpath, Firefight, Dreadball, and Star Saga Battle Reports, unboxings, how-tos, and much, much more. Full of banter, ridiculous dice rolls, and the love for the hobby. So go check out Dreadpath Zone on YouTube or Facebook, and remember, keep rolling eights.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone Podcast. Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
And welcome back. That was a delightful commercial, one that I hope you all took to heart. And we're going to do a little thing called Our Stuff.
Yes, Our Stuff. Would you like me to go first, or do you want to go first?
You're the captain of this ship. Why don't you decide? Why don't you take a stand? Why don't you dictate?
Okay, I'll go first. I made some peacekeepers up, and I did them to look like SAS troopers. I found a cool picture of an SAS, what they wear, and I painted up my Pathfinders to look like that with camo pants and camo shields, and I think they turned out pretty cool. That's about it. Mine was easy. And I modified my dog up to have two guns on his shoulders because I think that's cool.
So they're like a green camouflage, like more of a wilderness camouflage. Yep.
And they got some desert camo on their shields, and the guns are kind of beige-ish.
So a little well-rounded. Now, those inserts for the bases, are those more secret weapon?
I believe so, yes. Are they secret weapon? Yes, I think so. Or are they... They might be from Sedition Wars. I can't remember.
Might have thrown you a curveball there.
I just have a box full of bases, and I just grab them out as I need them. But I found them look like aliens, so I like the movie Aliens, because they kind of got like the scaly bits and stuff, and boobos.
They're under the... Under the crouching guy, it looks Giger-esque, and there's an organic mechanic mix look to it.
Yeah, and I did a bluish color, but yeah, and I think my favorite part is the cloak on my cloaked Pathfinder. I think it turned out okay.
I agree, and these are Pathfinders, and we've had a discussion not too long ago about your thoughts on Pathfinders aesthetically.
Yep, these are my pre-aesthetic Pathfinders. I have my post-aesthetic Pathfinders built, but not painted yet. So okay. I will surprise everyone with more of my version of Pathfinders in the future.
Because these ones, you went very... You didn't go with the flamboyant heads. You didn't go.
No, I tried to keep away from the mohawks and the ponytails and stuff.
So this looks very close to what I would say is a pretty regulated aesthetic.
I think they look like a great group of Marines of GCPS. They do not look like enforcers. But we've already argued about this many times, probably on team building exercise, but still. Anyways, Jack, what have you been up to?
Not a goddamn thing.
You always say that, but that's not true.
I did a boatload just before Warpath appeared, and I think we've determined that was A, too long ago, and B, no one cares.
You never took pictures of anything?
What's that?
You never took any pictures of it so we can show them off to people? You just threw them all in the garbage because Warpath came?
Yeah, yeah.
Swept them off your desk. And
with one deft arm, I just... And I choked back the tears as I watched them cascade onto the floor, and that's where they sit now.
Yeah, you let your dog just gnaw on them once in a while. But even she doesn't like them, so she just...
Yeah, no, she's got better taste than that. She looks and goes, pre-Warpath? No. I shan't.
I'm waiting for the burster when that goes on the floor.
No, that's not going to go on the floor.
When something else new comes, it will.
There's a saga, and we don't want to necessarily get into that, but I put the bursters together. I painted them. I sent Rob one picture of one in progress because they're not based yet.
Yes.
And the long and short of it is, I wanted to pin them because they're big and heavy models. It took a long time to get the one guy's chest cavity to close, so there was a lot of work involved, and I don't want any issues with falling off or whatever. But the chuck on my drill did not – oh, I'm going too far ahead. I didn't have a drill bit. I had a 3/16 drill bit that I was using before, but I wanted the perfect drill bit for the piece of metal I had. My chuck, I bought the drill bits online. The chuck of my drill didn't go down thin enough to hold that bit. So then I bought another adapter chuck with a zero, it's called a zero chuck, to put on my drill. So now
you can finally drill the pins.
Probably tomorrow I'll be able to base the bursters that I have painted, and I painted, built and painted an Iron Ancestor, which I made him bronze, and I magnetized all of our zombies that were here that I had painted.
Before you get to that, what about the bronze statue that we made our crazy knight of building from the last episode?
It's not completed either. It needs a plinth. It needs a whole bunch of work.
This incomplete projects.
That's the problem. But as a pre-Warpath tester, I did put Blaine on a plinth, what was the actual base of one of the, not the Genling, but the burst laser.
Heavy burst lasers from the fortified set, I think they were.
Or the landing pad?
Yeah. One of them anyways, yeah.
One of those two, yes. So, cause when we got Warpath, we were, the fumes of both lobster juice and, fresh plastic got to us. Plus we were doing a crazy glue experiment where we bought a bunch of glues to see which one would work. And there was alcohol involved. The combination, it was a perfect storm of just maniacal tomfoolery and hijinks, and we built the most ludicrous Strider ever.
Yeah, he's now a testament to whatever battle that Strider won on some.
Yeah, well,
planet.
We decided we had to turn it into a literal statue, a piece of scenery, because there was no way that Strider was going to work in the game, in a game situation, and rather than just admit that we had wasted a Strider model. So yes.
So we have that going for us.
Before we painted it, I painted Blaine in the bronze so that
with the verdigris,
so we could, as a tester, before I got onto the statue, which you will see once I build the base for.
Yes, that was a little tease, but let's talk about the zombie project you're doing. You are trying to figure out a way that we can store zombies without them falling everywhere, because we have, I don't know, 50 zombies at least.
See, the problem is we have Rob had two carrying bags for miniatures.
Yeah, of were they battle foam bags? Yeah,
we exceeded those very quickly, and we were starting to pack like three or four in like the slot for one guy. We were really just jamming them in there. It was getting outrageous.
Faces flying off here and there.
Yeah. So we had reached capacity. Really, it was like a tenement in a urban Chinese environment where they just keep packing people in, and just it was getting unsafe. It was a fire hazard.
We were slumlords of our miniatures.
Yes. So we're taking some steps to alleviate that crushing that just massive amounts of miniatures just piled on top of each other. And I decided I was going to magnetize, because all the zombies, I had put the mantic base upside down so that where you're supposed to insert the disc that's attached to the feet into that hole is at the bottom. And I just painted what was supposed to be the bottom of the base to look like the top. Yeah, I hope that's not too confusing.
You flipped over the disc bases so that you wouldn't have that giant hole on the top.
Yes. And I went and got some magnetic material. I wanted to get some rare earth magnets, do something, but all the intricate stuff. I ended up going to Walmart and finding some magnet material that's just stock. It's not the fancy
fridge magnet kind of stuff.
Yeah. But it happened to be the proper depth. It fit in there flush, perfect. All I had to do was cut it into circles. So lo and behold, you will, if you are on the website now, you're going to be able to see a picture of an assload of zombies clinging tenaciously to the side of a metal desk.
Yeah. Yes. We have a proof that his magnetism works. We just have to figure out a way to store them now.
Yes.
It's going to be a tin stuck to his wall, so all the zombies is hanging from his walls, probably.
Or in a perfect world, some situation where I can stand them all up inside a something with a metal bottom where it can be moved around, bumped around, nothing's going to happen. They'll store easily. So there's a lot of projects on the go.
You're a man of many projects. I am currently painting all of my GCPS, so that'll be coming in the future. And yeah, I painted some other stuff from the Warpath, so I'm sure once we get all that done and dusted, we'll show off all that stuff too. And as always, you can go to podbean.com/deadzonegame, and you can see all the pictures there.
Yeah. And you know what? I tomorrow I'm going to sit down and I'm going to paint. I've got so much stuff here. I have primed a strike team of plague. I have primed dwarves that you're going to paint. I've got the tangle that's ready to go. I got a whole bunch of stuff.
I blame Pat. It's because Community Pat is supposed to have hobby hangouts, and he's been too busy running around doing all these conventions. He's neglecting us, I think.
You know what? I got more done when we were doing the hobby hangouts. For you listening at home, I hope one day we open it up so a couple of people, a fan or two, can come in with us. We sit, we talk trash, we paint, and it's just a friendly, like, Pat's a good guy. We got to know him professionally because of, you know, he's community manager for Mantic, and we do this podcast, and we had to, you know, have some sort of rapport, but he's just such a great guy that you just hang out and it's fun. And it's, I've never, painted with such, you know, just relaxed I worked on Simmons for, I don't know how long.
Yes. You'll have to show her off once you finish her too.
Oh yeah. She's done too. Add that picture. Okay. This is what happens when we take too long between podcasts.
Yes.
Turns into a show.
Oh, now I got to bleep stuff. You bastard.
Well, okay. Well, then I also did listen, since we're just letting the cat out of the bag. I also did all my enforcers. They're painted.
Oh my God. You got to take pictures of all this stuff now.
I did two drones. I modified two Sorax with regular rifles, and I painted them. And I did, yeah, that might be it. That might be it.
You've done way too much in so little time.
And Simmons, yeah. And Simmons, I like the way she looks. She looks better than the original one. I had to do a little with the face. The face was kind of mushed up.
You said there was a casting problem with it? Or?
Just a casting problem. There was almost no detail on her face, so I really just had to paint a face on there. It looks like her makeup gun was set on horror, but, you know, I did what I could. So, yeah.
Look at you with a lot of stuff to do.
So, but back to the thing is, when Pat starts doing some hobby hangouts again, then I'll be able to get back. I want to get the tangle work done.
Yes. So we'll take one last break. We'll be back. We have some battle reports to talk about quickly, and then we'll get out of your hair because we've been talking long enough. Sound good?
Yeah. We don't want to monopolize your time.
We know it's valuable.
It is valuable.
So we'll be right back.
Countercharge. Countercharge is the first podcast totally dedicated to the game Kings of War. Join your hosts Andrew, Mark, and Rob as they delve into the world of Mantica and bring you in-depth coverage of all things Kings of War. You can find us on iTunes and at OhioHammer.com, a proud member of the Ohio Hammer Network of Podcasts.
Hey, this is Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast, and you've been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast.
With Jack from the Dead Zone Podcast.
so much Dead Zone Podcast, it'll make you vomit.
We now present to you a Dead Zone Battle Report.
And we're back. We'll talk about some battle reports. We did, I think we did these back in December, but we'll talk about them now because, hey, it's February. It makes sense. And, this battle, first battle report is from, it was Forge Fathers versus Asterians. Jack was playing Forge Fathers. I was playing Asterians. I wanted to test out my theory that pulse bombards would destroy anyone. And, I can't remember. Was this your army from, team building exercise, Jack? I think it was.
It was very, very close.
Yeah, we're just testing out team building exercises lists because we thought they're fun to try. So we started, and as the first picture shows, it's four dwarves on their backs is because very first turn pulse bombarded your deployment zone, which is the worst thing ever, and I don't think it should be in the game, but I'll take advantage of it.
Oh yeah. I think that's your signature move now.
Well, it's just, I don't think I'd ever, I wouldn't play it. Maybe at Adepticon, I'll bring that list to try to beat on other people, but I don't think I'll play you because I know how annoying it is because you used to do it with your, mortars in version one where mortars were better. And,
But now in the first round, you weren't allowed to do it.
That's right.
With mortars. When I had them, it was okay. It was, you could
at least move out a little bit. Yeah.
At the guys who didn't get out of the way.
But if I get first shot, I'm pulse bombarding you, which I did. And you can see it's, you had a couple Forge Guard, or I think that's your Huskarl on the other side, all on their backs. And there's already some dead guys, cause there's some guys on the side already. It is an evil.
You must have pulse bombarded enough to kill a couple guys, and then.
Yeah.
I do remember now that, see that ledge that's above their head?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people mistakenly think that,
that'll protect you.
That you can, get under a ledge and you can't shoot them with a pulse bombard. No, you just aim at the square.
Yeah. You have to go under a ledge that covers the whole square. That's the only way it works.
So not even partial cover will save you from just.
From the evil.
Yeah.
And the game on pretty much went like that, I think.
Yeah.
My, Khaleesi charged up, and Jack, I think you killed quite a few Khaleesi, but they were able to get close. And then there was your, Forge Guard. My Khaleesi got into hand-to-hand with your Forge Guard, and you would have killed, I think that guy would have started rampaging through everyone, except your die roll was, we actually took a picture of the die roll because it was so bad. It was all one, it was two ones and a two for his defense. Cause those guys are hard to kill, but yeah, that was his game right there. That was pretty much, we just called it, I think, at that point.
Yeah. Again, it was a long time ago, but I seem to remember it was one of those ones where it was kind of over even in the first round. It was, the writing was on the wall.
Well, I think at one point you started killing my Khaleesi, like you're wiping them out. So then it would have been like, well, then my drones are pretty defenseless if they're all dead. And I think I only had one Khaleesi left at the end and I had to kill that last Forge Guard, but it was a rough game. That's for sure.
Yeah. But that is a tried and tested, list that you've got that you've been honing that list. It didn't start with team build exercise. It was one that you had been working on beforehand, but it's gotten to where all the cogs and all the gears and all the flanges are right where you want them.
It's getting there. It's getting there for sure. Like I say, I don't know how often I'll play it. Then we played another game, and this game was Jack took Enforcers, which a lot of Pathfinders, I think, that list. That was your team building exercise list.
Yes.
And then this was when right before we did the Plague team building exercise, because I wanted to test out the Plague Horde. So I took my list consisted of one Stage 3 General, 10 Dogs, and 20 Zombies. And when we started this game, I was like, the Pathfinders, they're going to be killing these guys so quick. I think I'll just get wiped out. But man, the Horde is tough. First of all, I couldn't fit them all in the deployment zone.
No, so literally had to move all the scenery back towards the deployment zones. And then he couldn't get on in the second turn. No. We're all killed instantly.
We did, the real rule of just fill it up until you can't fill it up anymore. So.
And then he said, okay, I've used this many spaces. you can use that many spaces, yeah. And that was just the way it worked.
So Jack had a couple snipers and a bunch of Pathfinders, and I just charged. And my dogs had to get up and tie people up. They were dying, but it didn't matter because they just had to tie them up long enough for the zombies to get there. And that's exactly what happened. Those zombies, once they get together, you need – the only way to beat that kind of list is lots of grenades, lots of pulse bombards once in a while, you know, something that hits squares because, man, snipers. I love snipers, and they just could not kill my guys fast enough because you literally – every time you shot, you killed something, but it didn't matter. There was just so many guys.
And the dogs would tie them up.
Yeah.
And it was, it was a slaughter. That is a list that, if you know what's coming, you can deal with it. But if you were just like, okay, let's play a game and you brought that list, you can wash over your opponents with relative ease.
It was annoying as hell, but fun to play, but annoying.
But the real thing that shocks me when I'm looking at these pictures here, I'm seeing like a big mug of beer there, just like that amber goodness. Now I have a beer in my hand,
but that doesn't matter.
I'm looking enviously at that beer.
That's pretty sad.
I have a problem.
Yes. Well, on that bombshell, we should wrap this up because I think we've gone on long enough.
Yeah, but we have to be some whores. We have to shill some stuff first. We can't just leave just yet.
Yes. So please do go to cafepress.ca/deadzonepodcast, buy a shirt because they're cool shirts and we like them. But if you can't do that, do go to Patreon, check out the page, and maybe if you love us, sprinkle a little something our way.
Yes.
But mostly just go to the page and read what's there.
There's I think it's about 62 tiers of pledges. Some of them, signed scripts from our podcasts. All the way up to a sensual back rub.
You're not too far off there.
Well, I've already got the baby oil warming up.
Yes. So please do consider it because, we pay a lot of money to do this stupid thing. And it's annoying. And that's not just because we buy models. It's the stupid Podbean. It rapes us. It rapes us.
The hosting is basically the boogeyman under the bed of this podcast.
But we do love doing it, so please help us keep doing it. Because we're going to keep bothering you about it every episode.
Yeah, it's going to become a thing. I think we're going to have to make it get Wintergreen
a whole segment.
Here.
Yeah,
he's going to have to implore and beg.
like a telethon. Every episode a telethon.
Sad music's going to play. Like Sarah McLachlan will be playing as Wintergreen asks.
That's true. Damn Sarah McLachlan. But seriously, we will try not to ask too much. But do it, or we'll cry. And Jack needs sandwiches. Damn it.
Is that the tagline? Jack needs sandwiches?
That is now.
Okay. So, I do love me a good sandwich.
Yeah. And you're going to Chicago for Adepticon, and there's that sandwich place you're obsessed with.
It was a delicious pastrami on rye.
But enough about that. Maybe next time we'll talk about
it. Are we going to talk about Adepticon next episode? Is it now time or a month away?
We will be talking about in March for the March episode for sure. And we might have some special guests on for that one.
Ooh.
Maybe, just maybe. So until then, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And this is Dead Zone the Podcast. Please come on back. I love that was.
I don't know either, but f*** you all.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at deadzonepodcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
My furnace just kicked in. Do you want me to close the door?
Yes, damn you and your furnace.
You? It's too cold in here, and then it's too noisy in here. The furnace is the bane of your existence.
It's true. It is.
If on your deathbed you were able to curse and haunt something, it would be my furnace. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. I was actually looking up synonyms for apropos. Apt. Germane. Fitting.
Fitting. That's a good one.
Befitting.
Okay.
Okay. Get a sip, we're back.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to that.
Astro!
Oi there, dirigible. Help a fellow Empire Citizen out, would you?
It's a gavel. A haunted gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Hello, William.
I made the koala burgers.
So what's new?
Are you insane?
That better be a rhetorical question. And yes.
Well, far too long.
I once knew a Spaniard in Tarragona who spoke in gibberish like you.
Up, up, and escape!
That was terrible.
I should be a god, and instead I'm stuck down here like a worm.
She would tell me such wonderful stories.
Dr. Deja Vu will return.
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Judge Pudding.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.